It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
So have you ever wondered what your life would be like if you were born into a wealthy family or a family of actors maybe or musicians? Or what would your life be like if you'd made better choices along the way? You know, I'm just wondering, would you be more healthy? Would you be more wealthy? Would you be more happy? Well, the answer is most likely not. You see, your consciousness has placed you in your current situation for better or worse. And since you've been programmed most of your life by society, your peers, your parents, your teachers, your greatest thinking is reflecting that programming. But the good news is you can break free and live the life of your dreams. Hi, I'm Ken D. Foster. I'm your host for Voices of Courage. And today we are exploring the courage to transform your life. And in this first segment, I'm going to be talking to you about what you want and what people can do to really take those wants and create the life that they want. You know, we can all benefit by personal development. The rewards are huge for those who invest their time to grow mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And this stuff is real. It's no joke. Truly, you will get a better life if you do the work. You're going to have less stressors. You're going to have lots of new friends, meet some cool people along the way. Your brain is going to let go of some of the prehistoric flaws that are keeping you stuck. And you're going to have a much more fulfilled life. I mean, those are some of the promises when you take your life to the next level. So what stops us? What's the first thing that we have to look at that stops us from getting what we want? Well, first step is understanding what it is you want, right? So just for a moment, as you're driving or sitting or listening to this show right now, ask yourself, what is it that I really want? What do I want in my health? What do I want in my relationships or my friendships? What do I want in my career? What do I want in my spiritual life? What do I want in any area of life that matters to you most? What is it that you really want? I want to tell you a little story. You know, lions love to eat gazelle meat, but it's very difficult for the lions to catch the gazelles because they run so fast. So instead of trying to catch their quarry, a group of young lions will form a line to try to herd them into a particular direction. And the gazelles easily outrun the lions heading in the opposite direction towards safety. Except they are unknowingly being steered towards a deep grassy area where a group of older lions are hiding. And the older lions are usually too old to chase the gazelles. You know, a lot of them can't see that well. They're missing teeth, that type of thing. But when the gazelles are driven within close range of the old lions, they jump out and they roar loudly. That's their skill set. They have a loud roar. This startles the gazelles, responding immediately to a new threat of imminent death. They turn and run the opposite direction, right back into the mouths of the young lions. The point of the story is this. If you run from your fears and don't face them, they'll often lead you to disaster. And if you want something and you've wanted it for a while, most likely you have to address the fears that are stopping you from getting it. So what are the biggest fears that most people face? Well, financial fears, fears in relationship, health fears, spiritual fears, fears of being alone, fears of heights, fears of not being enough, fears of loss of people, places, or things, and actually fear of fear. They're afraid of fear. So what do you have to do to get rid of these fears? Well, first of all, you have to acknowledge them, right? And you say, well, I don't really know what my fears are. If I think of them, I'm not thinking of them all the time. So I think about them, they go away. I think about them, they go away. I really don't do much about it. A lot of people tell me that. I've been coaching for the last 24 years. People have been telling me this time and time again, right? But fears leave clues. Here's some of the clues they leave. Procrastination. A sense of being unfulfilled. Blame, shame, guilt. Overweight or underweight. Let's see, what else are the clues they leave? Living in a dead-end place. Being in a job that you don't really want to be in. Lots of clues. So how do we overcome them? Well, the first thing, it's kind of obvious, right? You got to pick one to overcome. And you got to set up your mind for success. I coached a fella that was very good at overcoming fears. His name was Alan Robinson. He was the double for Tom Hanks. He doubled for him in several movies, including Sully, the last one that I talked to him about. I'm sure he's gone on to do many more. But he said this. He said, and you may have heard me say this in the show a couple of times, but I want you to get it in your head because I bet a lot of you, even though you've heard this, you haven't implemented it. He said, when I do a stunt, they may ask me to go up in a hot air balloon 3,000 feet up. Then I jump out of that hot air balloon, and as I'm free falling to earth, they're bungee. He's got a bungee tied to him. So the bungee pops him back up. Heading towards the hot air balloon, he cuts the bungee just before he hits his head, and he starts to free fall again. And just about right before he hits the earth, he pulls his chute and lands. Now, with each step of the way, going up in the balloon, jumping out of the balloon, on the bungee cord, free falling, pulling the chute, he had fear in each one of those. So what does he do? He looks at each one of those steps and mitigates the fear. Right? Once the fear is mitigated, once he understands this is what I need to put in place to mitigate that fear, the fears are no longer driving him. What's driving him is success. And it's the same thing for all of us. So if you have a fear, pick it, right? Well, I don't care what it is. Maybe you're afraid that, you know, most people are not afraid of doing the wrong things so much as they're afraid of doing the right things, believe it or not. They're more afraid of their light than they're afraid of their darkness. So when you can step into your power, your purpose, your passion, and you can start stepping into that every single day, your life will get better. One of the reasons I do this show is because I'm stepping into my purpose, my passion. I have a passion to help overcome, help clients overcome their challenges. And it all starts with the fears. All right. So you got to set your mind up for success. So here's how we do that. Think about that fear. Think about you are going to overcome this no matter what. This is the time. This is the place. This is the energy that you're going to do. And if you need support, you're going to hire a coach. You're going to hire a therapist. You're going to hire a trainer. You're going to do what you need to do. You're going to get the book on it. All right? I work with a lot of people that have fear of, they worry a lot. There's so much fear in worry. So I recommend they get information around worry. They set intentions to get rid of this in their life, right? How much worry, doubt, and uncertainty has stopped you in your life? I guarantee it's been quite a bit. So get the information, set it up. This is your week. Make the commitment. All right. Once you get the commitment, you're going to be able to take your life to the next level. Now, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to be talking about how to reclaim that power. But before I get there, I want to let you know that this week we have a giveaway. We're giving away my Release, Renew, Evolve program, which helps you to release all fears. To all my listeners who comment on the show on Facebook or Instagram and give us two friends who would enjoy the message of the show. That's all you got to do. Listen to us right now. And if you're listening to the recording, that's okay. Go back and go to Facebook and give us a couple likes and tag a couple friends that like us. And I will give you the Release, Renew, Evolve book. I have people monitoring the site right now. So they're giving me your list. They'll let me know who you are. So if you do that, that'd be amazing. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to be talking about what it takes to step back into your power.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
With Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. Hey, I want to give a shout out to my sponsor, Women's Wisdom. Women's Wisdom is San Diego's premier network and relationship building group for purpose-driven and soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. They meet in the San Diego area at a place called Morgan Run Country Club. If you haven't checked them out, they're a group of women and a few men who have been working together. That group's been going on since 1991. They have people in that group that have been there since 1991. Anyway, they have meetings once a month. You can check them out at womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net. Also, I want to give a shout out to Family Carpet and Drapes. They've been serving San Diego since 1976, and they installed carpets and blinds in two of my homes. They did an excellent job. Right now, they're having a pre-spring sale in hardwood flooring, waterproof flooring, tile, and cozy carpet. They have a huge selection. They have windows coverings and blinds and shutters and custom draperies and a whole bunch more. So if you'd like to schedule a free in-home consultation, give them a call, 619-697-5969. Again, 619-697-5969. If you mention Voices of Courage, you will receive an additional 10% off your purchase. So again, Family Carpets and Drapes, 619-697-5969. All right. Our show topic today is the courage to transform your life. And in this section, I will be talking about how to reclaim your power. Listen, you're not weak, are you? You're not a limited being. You're a powerful being. And the author, Marianne Williamson, once said, "It's your light, not your darkness, that scares you." Well, I can tell you, I've seen that time and time again in so many people's life. They come into me, they want to coach with me, they want to work with me. They've got great dreams. And what's stopping them is they'll say, "Oh, I don't have enough time. I don't have the money. I don't really have the energy." I say, "But this is your great dream, isn't it? Isn't this what you want to do in your life?" "Yeah, but I just don't have it." So when you do that, you're really claiming that you're not powerful. You don't have the resources. The truth is, after doing this 24 years, I find in every single person that within them is this spark. And you know, your dreams weren't given to me or the next person or your mom or your dad. They're your dreams. And they're there for a reason. They're there to help you bring out your brilliance, your greatness, your power, your purpose. I remember when I was in college, I was just finishing up college, and I was working at a waterbed store in Ocean Beach in San Diego County. And it was one of the first waterbed stores in the city. And I was doing this while I was going to college. As I sat there figuring out what this business was about, I thought to myself, you know, I can do this. This is simple stuff. Business seems very simple to me. I can do this. So most people would think, well, you know, why don't you go ahead and graduate college and then open your store? But you know what? I had a passion in that moment. So I went to my parents and I said, hey, you know, this is what I want to do. And I said, you know, I'll keep going to school, but I want to start a business and I want to run it. So I borrowed $10,000 and I went into business. And it was a bold move, right? I didn't really know, have all the hows to do it. But you know what happens when we have a dream and we step into it? The people, the places, the things, everything, there's a lot of synchronicity that started showing up. The right location showed up. The right salespeople showed up. You know, manufacturers showed up that wanted to floor inventory for me. Everything seemed to show up for me to start this business. And within the first 2 years, we were doing $1 million in sales. Okay? Now, I learned a ton in that business, right? I learned just as much what not to do as what to do. In fact, at the end of that business, a lot of people would say, oh, you failed in business. No, I didn't fail. I learned a ton. As soon as I closed that business, I went and opened a manufacturing business, right? I sold that to my brother 6 months later for a bunch of money, and he kept that running for 10 years. All right, what's the point here? The point is, I didn't have a bunch of stories holding me back. I said, listen, I'm going to move forward with this. This feels right. I'm going to take this dream and I'm going to take it to the next level. So what is the story, if you have any stories holding you back, all right, of getting your want? You want something, but you got stories holding you back. Those stories might sound like I said earlier, I don't have the time, the money, the resources. Or they may sound like something else. My father won't loan me the money, or I can't get the money, or, you know, there's a lot of stories we play, but those are all untrue. So when you have a dream, what you really need to do is you need to go into a place called stillness. And when you're in stillness, you'll be able to start to connect with a place in you that's higher. There's a higher consciousness within you, but stillness is the zero point. So we all need to go into stillness. Isolation is the price of greatness, Leonardo da Vinci told us, and many other sage. Stillness is a place of isolation where you calm your mind, calm your thoughts, and start to tune into something higher. The second step in that is, you know, you want to set a noble intention, all right? What is your intention here? No, what's a noble intention? It's somewhere where you win, your customer wins, the community wins, your family wins. It's something where everybody wins, right? So I'm sure a lot of businesses have noble intentions, you know, and sometimes they get off track in greed and false beliefs and, you know, competition, you know, a whole bunch of things that take people off track or their noble intention, but they start out that way. And then, you know, you also, number three, you want to have a vision. That's what I'm talking about right here, okay? When you empower yourself, what's your future vision? See, I visualize my visions. I feel like that they've already happened. So I increase my intention, I increase that feeling of success inside of me, and I visualize it as already happening, right? And once you get into that place where you start to hold the vision, you're actually starting to create the future from this present moment. So think of your dream, think of what it is. Now, visualize it as complete. Think about your dream as complete right now. What is that? What does it look like? Right? What does that dream look like? What does it feel like for you to have completion in that dream? I'll bet you if you really get into this exercise, just for a couple minutes, play with me. Listen, personal development work is, you know, really makes a difference in our life. When we start to go within, we start to change the way we use our mind. So I'm telling you, use your mind in a new way. So once you get that vision and you start to feel it, and you start to feel it in you, allow yourself to expand that dream. Okay, allow that dream to expand? What would it be like if, you know, in my dream, it was like I was going to own one waterbed store? Well, you know, I expanded that dream. I ended up owning five of them, right? That dream started to expand. So allow it to yourself to start to expand that dream. And then think about this. What could possibly stop you? I said already your stories can stop you, but what else can stop you? Pretty much nothing. You can become unstoppable. You may have to get some information about your dream. You may have to, you know, fortunately we have Google these days. You can Google anything. You can find the resources for just about anything. You can hire virtual assistants to create your dream, right? There's nothing that should be able to stop you from getting the dream that you want. Only you can stop you, right? All right, so today it's like, all right, what am I going to do? I'm going to let go of my fears. I'm going to step into my dream, whatever that dream is for you. You know, maybe you want to lose 25 pounds. Great, that's your dream. You know what? What's going to happen is if you set that dream, you say, I'm going to do this no matter what, you're probably going to have to give up something along the way. Might have to give up, I don't know, when I lost my weight, I gave up red meat. I gave up lots of different things, right? But what happened? My brain went crazy and started asking, where can I find something to eat? Okay. So I'm going to give you a little tip. When we come back, I'm going to teach you how to use wonder and awe in your life to manifest your dreams. You won't want to miss this.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and break through obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, we're back. And the show today is called The Courage to Transform Your Life. And before I get to that topic, I just want to thank all of you for listening and tuning in. I really appreciate all your feedback, all your comments, and they really help motivate us here, all my whole team around the show. Give a shout out for a couple people on that team. Todd, who's sitting in the booth right now, my sound engineer, is doing a great job. Thank you, Todd, man.
Thank you for the appreciation.
You're the best. And Rachel McKinney is out there behind the scenes, along with my wife, Judy Foster, who's behind the scenes. They're inviting everybody on Facebook. Thank all of you. And also want to thank our photographer. She's helped us rebrand our site. Her name is Ann Landstrom. She has a company called annphotography.com. And And I recommend you give her a call. You can call her at 760-610-6263. And all of you, right now, I have a gift for you. This week, I'm giving away the Release, Renew, Evolve book, which is sitting right here. If you can, you can't see it if you're on the radio, but if you're on Facebook Live, I'm pointing to it. And that book will help transform your life in so many ways. It's been developed over about a 20-year period, and it really does help people to let go of fears and harms and challenges of the past so that they can really be present to their brilliant, bright future. So all you have to do to get that book is on Facebook or Instagram is give us a comment and tag two friends who would enjoy the message of the show. And I'm sure you won't have any problem doing that to get that book. So it's an ebook, and we'll send it right to you so you can have it instantly. So thank you again for joining us. All right. I want to talk about the power of wonder and awe. Wonder, wonder, wonder. So we're talking about manifesting your dreams today, right? Generating those dreams that you haven't necessarily generated yet. How do we use wonder and awe to do that? Well, wonder is it's not just a word. Wonder is a power, and it's a powerful word that you can move yourself forward. So you got your noble intention. You know what that future you want that future to look like with that intention, but now you want to start to expand that feeling of success within you. So what you do is you start to go into wonder. Wonder is a place of possibility, right? I wonder what this could be like. I wonder how many people could show up. I wonder how much money I could make with this dream. I wonder how many people I can help with this dream. I wonder how my life could grow, how my relationships could grow, how I could be even more brilliant than I already am. So wonder is a power that if you use it properly and you sit with it, and immerse yourself in the feeling of wonder as you allow the expansion of that feeling and what's possible to permeate your mind, you're actually changing the fabric of your consciousness. You're actually changing that. You're changing it from a place of stuckness, this may not work, I don't know if I can ever make it work, to a place of possibility. This is what I could possibly do. And what happens when you start to go into that place inside of your head is, and just try it. Don't believe me. Try it. All of a sudden, if you can sit there for a little while with wonder, what's going to happen is you're going to have an idea of, maybe you're going to Google, oh, you know, I never had that thought. Maybe I should Google this about my idea. Maybe I should talk to so-and-so about my idea. All of a sudden, these ideas are going to start flowing past your mind in a way that you haven't had happen for a while, probably, for some of you. Now, I want to say this. We think that our thoughts are ours. We think that this body is, that we are a body. We are these thoughts. Well, I have news for you. If you haven't figured this out, you have a body and you have thoughts, but they're not your thoughts. Thoughts flow by your consciousness. They flow by your mind, and you choose them, okay? Now, if you're holding a thought in consciousness that I'm not enough, or you have some childhood wound that's back there that says, you know, you'll never be enough. If you have that in the subconscious mind, you haven't cleared that out. What's going to happen is that's going to dictate a lot of what's going to, your life is going to be like, right? Now, imagine if you replace that thought with I'm not enough as I'm equal to everybody. Some people try to replace it with I'm better than everybody, but don't try that because it doesn't work. But I'm just one with everybody. I'm no better than, I'm no less than anybody. I put on my pants the same way as the billionaire does, right? I have gifts, talents, and abilities that others don't have. And if you don't know what your gifts, talents, and abilities are, take a few minutes to write them down this week. And go into wonder of, I wonder what my gifts are. I wonder what my talents are. I wonder why people really love me and connect with me and want to be around me, right? Wonder is a powerful tool to use that. So the next level, if you want to increase your energy, your feeling of success, is I encourage you to go into a state called awe, A-W-E. Now, again, people use it as a word. Oh, yeah, I'm in awe. But listen, this is a powerful energy within you that you can use to generate success. So just for a moment, imagine the first time maybe you saw the Grand Canyon, if you've been there, or you went to a place like Yosemite or Yellowstone or Glacier, one of the national parks, Niagara Falls. Imagine when you, just for a moment, whatever that was for you, when you went into a place and you were just awestruck. Oh my gosh, look at the size of this. Maybe it was a downtown, you went downtown LA and saw the giant buildings downtown for the first time, or the World Trade Center, and you went, I'm just in awe. So imagine this awe, though. Let's transfer it back to your dream. So go into a feeling of awe about your future is here now. Could you do that? Could you visualize or feel a sense of awe inside of you? You know, that the awe that the people, the places, the things, everything you need to generate that dream has manifested because you set that noble intention. You went into the future vision. You went into wonder. Now you're in awe. You're staying in that place, and you're doing this on a consistent basis. You're living from a place of awe, awe-inspired. This is a step where you really connect with, I want to say, with your soul. This is the something that's much bigger than yourself. You know, people have told me over the years that God is the doer, that I'm not the doer. I used to have to struggle with that concept. What do you mean God's a doer? Hey, man, you should have seen my house before when God had it, you know? Hey, it was run down, right? The fixer-upper I bought. But the truth is, that energy, that power, that ideas, everything flows through us. And where's the source of all that? Have you ever asked that? You know, the source, this little brain of yours? Or is maybe there's something greater than yourself that's moving you and helping you to grow, to develop, to be all you can be. You know, I'm in awe of the fact that we're in one of the most well-designed schools in the universe. This whole world is a school. We're all learning. We're all growing. We're evolving. We're either, well, some of us are, okay? I think some people can stay stuck for years and decades and probably eons, right? And come back and be stuck if they want. But if you're in a place, and you're listening to my voice, you're in a place where you want to take your life, your business, everything you're doing to a whole new level. And one of the ways that we can start to do this is following the steps that I'm giving you today. You go to stillness, you go to a noble intention, you go to your future vision, you go into wonder, you go into awe. And when you're in that place, life starts getting better and better. So I believe there's a couple more steps involved, though. And those are the steps that actually seat whatever you're doing into the world. So I'm going to be talking about that when I come back from my break. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic, residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, today we are talking about the courage to transform your life. And I want to just shout out to all my listeners that, you know, we're always interested here. I'm interested. My team is interested in what you have to say. So I hope you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, or send us your questions in comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. That's viewer@voicesofcourage.us. And of course, you can find all the recordings of our show at voicesofcourage.us, and I hope you'll pass those recordings on to some of your family, some of your friends. All right, so I've just been reviewing some of the steps today that will help you to generate success in your life, and one of those things that I'd like to offer you that'll generate success in your life is I have a workshop coming up here in San Diego, actually this week, and you'll be able to check it all out, and it's called the Limitless Experience. It's helped business owners transform their businesses and substantially increase their revenues. I'm going to help them erase the roadblocks to success and things that have held them back, and I'm going to help give them insights and strategies to really excel their businesses to a completely new level. So if that's something that is of interest to you, if you're watching me on Facebook right now, you can register at thelimitlessexperience.us. And if you put in a /KCBQ, we've got a few guest tickets to give away. So thelimitlessexperience.us/KCBQ, you can register for free for the first 10 guests. thelimitlessexperience.us/KCBQ. All right, I'm here to support you, to grow your life, to grow your businesses. So I'm going to review the steps really quick. I said go into stillness, go into a noble intention, set your future vision, go into wonder, go into awe. And now the next step that I want to talk to you about today is something called your word, right? What is your word, and what's your word worth, right? What do you stand for? Who are you? Have you thought about that lately? Okay, if you haven't, I think this is a good time to do it. I had a personal development leader. His name is Brian Klemmer, and Brian and I were at an event speaking to a group of people. It was a Laurel Langemeyer event, if I remember. She's another personal development leader. And I asked Brian to do an interview on camera out of the event, and he said he'd do that with me. And I interviewed him about his word, and he said, "Ken, I want to tell you about a story about that." He said, "I gave my word to a person that was asking me to speak for free at one of his events, and I gave my word I'd be there." And he said, about 2 weeks later, an opportunity came along where I would be paid a large fee to speak at, I think he said $25,000, at another event. And he thought to himself, gosh, you know, that's tempting. But he said, I didn't think too long. He said, I turned him down. And he said, I turned him down for a reason. He said, when I went to West Point, is what he was where he went, he said, they taught us the power of our word. And they taught us that if you give your word and then you take it away. Okay. You just like him, he could have said no and he could have made the money. He said, what that does is it sets up the subconscious mind and it tells it that when you give your word, it doesn't mean anything. So if you're giving your word and you're flip-flopping on it, you say, yeah, I'll go to this event, and then something else comes along better. Okay. Or, you know, I'm gonna generate this new dream, and then another dream comes along, but you haven't completed that. What you're doing is you're infecting yourself with doubt and uncertainty in your subconscious mind. So the next time you go to say, give your word, now it's gonna be even harder for you to keep that word. Does that make sense? We're creatures of habit. We're creatures of mind habits. And if you're creating mind habits that are disempowering you, you're definitely going to be in a place where you're disempowered, right? It's kind of simple, okay? So the word, all right? I'll give you an example of the word. Within 3 years of founding the company Federal Express, they were on the verge of bankruptcy. It was losing over $1 million a month due to the rising fuel cost. At its zenith, the company just had $5,000 to pay to make the payments, right? And the founder Smith had made a final pitch to General Dynamics for more funding, and they turned him down. So most ordinary people would have probably quit at this point and shut down the company. But not Fred Smith. What he did next is easily the boldest move by the founder of any company. Smith flew to Las Vegas and played blackjack that weekend with the remaining company funds. Yes, all the $5,000. On Monday, the management of the company had a pleasant surprise lined up. Federal Express has had $32,000 in their bank account, which was just enough to cover the fuel for their planes to continue operation for a few more days. Soon after, the company was able to raise a significant amount of funding. And of course, today, Federal Express is the global giant within 220 countries and billions of revenue. Excuse me. So the point is this. The point is, he made a word. He gave his word to himself, to all his investors, to his employees, to everyone, and he kept it. He kept it in spite of the obstacles that were in his path. This is what it takes. Excuse me. It's something going on in my throat. This is what it takes when you give your word. Because when you give your word, it doesn't mean that everything's going to show up easy, does it? A lot of us have given our word, and major challenges have shown up for us. And that's where we're tested at. Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in your resourcefulness? Do you believe in your higher power, your higher consciousness? Or will you collapse when things get tough? Now listen, I've been in places where I have not kept my word. I am not a perfect human being. I'm sure nobody on this show is. But what I've learned over the years is that the power of the subconscious mind to repeat patterns is profound. You know, I get in the car and I drive, right? Subconscious mind is driving that car most of the time. Kind of scary thought, but it's true. And same thing when you start to create a habit of your word is your bond. So listen, if you have a bunch of incompletions in your life, right, make a choice. Either let them all go or start completing them one at a time. But whatever it is, you need to start being in that place that your word is your bond. Because again, word is a force. In fact, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, right? That vibrational sound, that sound of the universe, which I call Om, or they call Om, the sages, when you can hear that, you realize everything is alive. Everything is energy. Everything is vibrating. And you have a word that vibrates your presence, your power, your purpose, your passion to the world. So if that world is, if that word is not powerful, you're feeling a sense of your word is not your bond, then you have to go back to basics. But we got to get that right so that we can start to manifest and generate what you want in this world. I'll be right back, and then I'm going to talk to you about step seven, which again is another way for you to step into a higher frequency of yourself. Pretty cool. And get your dreams. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
With Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Okay, today we're talking about the courage to transform your life, and I want to give a shout out one more time to our sponsor, Women's Wisdom. You know, if you're a woman entrepreneur in the San Diego area, I encourage you to pay attention. There is an organization there that helps entrepreneurs to grow their businesses and grow their lives since 1991. It's called Women's Wisdom. It's San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group for purpose-driven female entrepreneurs. And they invite a few men here and there. So I encourage you to check them out at womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. They have some of the most powerful speakers on the planet that visit them every single month. Hope you'll check them out. Next step. Next step is coming from a place of knowing. What is your knowing? Anybody think about that? What do you know to be true? What do you know for sure? What is it that if I were to ask you, if you're sitting here across from studio with me and I looked you in the eyes and I said, tell me what you know about life. Tell me what you know about your career. Tell me what you know about health. Tell me what you know about fitness. Tell me what you know about being happy, being present, being kind, being compassionate. Tell me what you know. I think a lot of you go, wow, I hadn't really thought about what I know. Well, knowing, again, is another, it's a force, but knowing comes from a place of awareness. And you just heard a commercial for my book, my new book coming out, The Courage to Change Everything. So I want to read you an excerpt from that book. That book was developed for entrepreneurs and spirits that really want to have a lot of joy in their life, have a lot of wisdom and a lot of success. And what I found is that we don't need success or wisdom. We need success and wisdom in the good times and the bad times, right? So, you know, we have to look for our successes when things are not going so well, and we also need to acknowledge our successes when they are going good, and the same thing with our wisdom. But that comes in with awareness. So here's what Day 69 says in the book, The Courage to Change Everything. It starts out with a quote. Courageous people look at what is impossible to do and then find a way to do it anyway. You must increase your wisdom and realize you have the power to achieve your dreams. The only thing that can stop you is doubt and disbelieving, disempowering beliefs about yourself and your abilities. So if any doubts or negativity arise in your mind, redirect your mind by asking questions like, what can I do differently? How can I increase my personal power right now? You always have choice about what questions you can ask and what you will focus your mind on. Today, ask, as an infinite being, what's the quickest and most positive way to achieve positive results today? Or, how can my life get better right now? What a great question. What do you have to remember when challenges come your way that will aid you in blowing right through them? And then the actions, set up positive, energetic, vibration of success thoughts so powerful that this dynamic force influences your mental, emotional, and physical states so much so that you set up a rhythm of success that is unrelenting. Now, with that book, I drop those pieces of inspiration, hopefully a little wisdom your way every single day. So you can pre-order the book at thecouragetochangeeverything.com, thecouragetochangeeverything.com. I hope you'll check it out. We're talking about knowing. So if you want to increase your knowing, first of all, you really got to get in touch with what it is that you do know, for sure. What is it you know? But knowing isn't just a thought. Knowing is also an intuitive feeling. So knowing is a place of your gut, right? It's a place of your intuition. So, and knowing, therefore, is 100% accurate. Most people don't realize that what they really know, what their gut is really telling them, their intuition telling them, it's 100% accurate because it's coming from the soul. So when you're in a place of knowing, you're realizing that whatever that your vision is, your dream is, your goal is, your accomplish what you want to accomplish, whatever that is done. Okay? It's done. So let me review those steps. We go into stillness. We set a noble intention. We start to visualize the future around that intention. We step into the feeling of wonder. Then we step up that feeling into a higher state called awe. We give our word, right? We broadcast our noble intentions and our word with a state of gratitude and a sense of this word is flowing into the superconscious mind's states of consciousness that will bring it back to you. And then we go to a place of knowing, okay? You know, Christ said with his knowing, I thank you that you have heard me and that you do hear me always. It is done, right? It's done. When you can go to that place where it is done and you realize that inside your being, it can't help but manifest in your life. If you follow the steps that I gave you today, your life will go to a different level because you'll be generating your life from a different level, right? Now, there's one last piece in this that I really encourage you to hold. You see, I realize that thought is an individual. Thought is universal. Therefore, we're all connected. So if we're all connected, part of you generating what you want is giving it away, giving it to your brothers, giving it to your sister, giving it to everybody else in this planet. So you may have somebody you don't like very much, or you may see somebody that's down and out, and maybe you can't even look at that. But I encourage you to hold in your consciousness for that person that their dreams come true, that they find peace and happiness and wealth and wisdom and understanding in their lives, that you hold that on a continual basis for other people. There's been a lot of research around the intention of giving towards others. And what they found is that when you start to intend for others, that they get what they want. And some people pray. They use that form of intention. When you start intending that, what happens is that it not only does that person start to get what they want, the intender starts to get what they want. People, places, and things start showing up to help them. Now, that's not why you intend. You intend to really help others. But unconditional intending tends to come back to the giver. All right. I hope that this has been beneficial to you. I hope you'll pass this on to your friends and family and people that want to take a look at life in maybe just a little different way. I have some guests coming up next week again, so we'll take the show to a new level. So in the meantime, you know, step into your courage. And if you feel courage in your heart, then take the action steps that'll generate the life of your dreams this week. All right. Take care. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.